Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a very special guest. Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth's Magnetic Master, is here to talk about shifting on December 21st. That's today, folks. Yes, the infamous December 21st, 2012 is here. Lee Carroll will share some very interesting information about the shifts our planet is going through, and actually all of us are having at this time and into the next several years. And then next Friday on December 28th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And speaking of what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that since I have a guest today, there will not be a what's up in the heavens for this week, and that includes the written version too. It will return next Friday on December 28th. Now, before I introduce Lee, I want to remind you that the 2013 Good Timing Guide makes a great gift, as well as an essential tool for yourself. And it allows you to select the most auspicious and successful dates for all your important projects and activities. So remember, the Good Timing Guide also provides you those time-out periods, which occur three times each week, when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. You can get the combination of the 2012 and 2013 guides or the 2013 newsletters by going online to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And are you looking for an interesting gift idea even at this late date, one that brings money all year through to the recipient? If so, consider giving the gift of prosperity by purchasing one of the many prosperity class CDs or MP3s that we offer. And we now have a special of 20% off this month for your prosperity. For business owners or professionals, we offer 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. There's also the prosperity release, wealth building with the universe, the art of conscious language, and take an energy inventory for prosperity. And any of those gifts will increase someone's prosperity, and they're great gifts for these times. So to learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. Now it gives me great pleasure to introduce today's guest. Lee Carroll channels Kryon, the Earth's Magnetic Master, and he's the author of 12 Kryon books, including his latest book, The 12 Layers of DNA, an esoteric study of the mastery within. And he's also the co-author of 3 books about the Indigo Children, including the book The Indigo Children, 10 Years Later. His books have been printed in 24 different languages around the world, and he has channeled Kryon to the United Nations in New York 7 times. This year, he was given an honorary doctorate of science, transpersonal psychology, and metaphysics from Delphi Metaphysical University in Georgia. The award indicated for his extraordinary contributions of love, wisdom, and spiritual understanding. And he's traveled an amazing path from his beginnings with a degree in business and economics and owner of his own company as a sound engineer. He now speaks worldwide to audiences of thousands. So welcome to the show, Lee. I'm so glad to have you back and on such a special day yet.
Yay, Madeline, we're here, we're here. Is this really the 21st? My goodness, are we dead?
Not yet.
You don't sound dead.
No, I don't think so. I think we're quite alive at this point.
Well, I kind of have an idea of what we're talking about, what we're doing, and the time frame that we have to talk about it. And I know you want to have some discussion, so I'm really ready to talk about anything you want to. But this is an auspicious day, and now that we know that we're all here, and that well, of course the day isn't over yet, but we will remain here, and we'll be here tomorrow. We want to really talk about some of the changes that are really taking place, and not the ones that we thought might.
Yes, that's true. Yes, and before we get started, I kind of like to set the stage for our listeners, because as this show is airing, both Lee and I are in a very special place on the island of Maui in Hawaii.
Yay.
Yes, and we're getting ready for the Lemurian Choir, which is starting momentarily.
Absolutely, and you know what 1,000 people are going to sound like singing these tones together that are ancient.
Incredible.
Oh, ancient Lemurian tones, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, so we are expecting a pretty amazing shift where we are today.
Oh, yeah.
And I imagine others will feel energetic shifts in their areas, too. But before we talk about the Lemurian Choir and that shift, I thought it might be helpful to our listeners to understand some of the recent information that came out of the Kundalini, the Kryon Kundalini Tour in South America.
I think that I would be wise, really, to tell people what I'm starting to see and what we've been seeing for the last couple of years is, you know, we have one set of predictions and we have what appears to be all of this Mayan information that the press has made to be scary and dooms, and it never was. And then, of course, we have the apocalyptic kind of things that you're getting from Nostradamus and all. None of those things have happened. None of them actually will in the way that we were told. Instead, if you want to take a look at the metaphors involved in all the prophecies, this is a time of change and a time of shift. And it's, the press and everyone else wants to make it very, very scary and all. But under the hood is what I want to talk about. What you haven't been told about and what is now coming to the surface after all of the hoopla is done is the prophecy of the feathered serpent. And that is also called the prophecy of the eagle and the condor. This is the shift of the Kundalini. This is not new information. This has been given for literally thousands of years by the indigenous, and you can go back and find this. I reported it years ago in Kryon Book 11. One of the elders, Woody Vaspera, talked about it. Drunbolo McKelvedek talks about it. We have all been mentioning these things, and they've been channeled as well as having the prophecies about a shift of the planet literally from a masculine energy to a balanced energy, which means that you're going to have an infusion of the divine mother energy in order to balance it up. It's going to be a softer planet. And what we have been doing is to recognize it, go to see where these things are happening, try to see if the sacred places are reflecting it, and boy, are they. I tell you that this I am so excited. I just got back from 33 days in South America where we covered all of these sacred spots, all through Chile and Argentina, through Bolivia. In Peru, of course, we went all the way up into Venezuela, where these things are very, very well known, not only by the indigenous, but by the light workers who are feeling these changes. And I could talk a long time about, you know, the actual things that are going on, but until you go up the stairs and that are etched into the stone and climb at 12,500 feet in Lake Titicaca and feel what's going on up there, you just have no idea the reality and the truth of what has been under the hood all of this time that they're not talking about. The Mayan calendar is the end of the long count. The 26,000-year precession of the equinoxes is finishing. The calendar doesn't end any more than your calendar does on the wall because it's the end of the year. It's just the end of their long count. They had calendars out to 4,000, the year 4,000. So the Mayan never, you know, there was never the end of the calendar, as we were told. It's a turning of a page, a tremendous shift in the energy. And we call it the Kundalini. This is the word given for the movement of energy that is coming from the sacred places that used to be the center, which would be Tibet and India, right down to the South American Peru area. And you should see the prophecies. They're everywhere about this. And some of them are not metaphoric at all. This eagle and condor meeting, you're going to hear more about that, a lot more, because this is now the primary feeling of what's going on. So we are celebrating it big time.
So what does Kryon mean about the meeting of the eagle and condor? What does that represent? Why is it important?
It represents the eagle being the north, the condor being the south. If you take a look at the birds and where they are on the planet, and also how they're celebrated, the eagle is, of course, on North American flags everywhere. From the United States, it's their national bird, and Mexico, it's on their flag. And you get down to the South America, the condor is the bird of the Andes all the way through South America. And so this is figuratively the prophecy of the eagle and the condor is that the energy of the north starts to move south in its Kundalini heart center. And what this means is a more balanced planet, male and female. This has to happen in order
to
get rid of war. No, I mean, honestly, this is going to be trite and everybody's going to roll their eyes, but you've heard this forever, and that is say, if women rule the earth, I'm going to say not that, because we've had a lot of women rulers, but I'm talking if mothers rule the earth, you would have a situation where they would never send their sons to war.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and so, and I know that we're going to close the segment here in just a moment, but this is what's happening, and Kryon has actually channeled, come a time when humans will not send their war, their sons to war.
And hold that thought. Yep. What kind of shifts are occurring today, and what's the importance of the Lemurian Choir? When we come back from this very short break, my guest Lee Carroll will give us the answers. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The Hit Radio Show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I have a very special guest, Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth's Magnetic Master. Lee is here to discuss shifting on December 21st, which is today. So, Lee, I'd like to get to the heart of the Lemurian Choir and what's happening here today. So, what has Kryon said about the Lemurian Choir, and why is it important, and what is it?
It's aloha, by the way. This is it's difficult to give you in a nutshell in just the few minutes we have, but you have to go back and understand that we believe that the creative story of the Earth is that the Pleiadians are who seeded us. And you can argue with that, but if you take a look at the creative stories of the indigenous all over the planet, it's starting to become obvious that they believe the same thing. So you can go with modern-day creation stories where you have Adam and Eve in Gardens of Eden, or you can take a look with the indigenous believe all over the planet, and this is like over 200 tribes so far, all saying the same thing. Lemuria was supposed to be in Hawaii. Now, this is where you have one of the only civilizations that was contained, because it's an island, they can't get away. So you have the Pleiadian culture, you should say, which was more present there than anywhere else. And we had a lot of things go on there, supposedly. And Kryon tells the story, and you'd have to see the books, about what Lemuria was like and how it was higher in the ocean than it is now, and what they did on the peaks and tops. But one of the things they did 30,000 years ago, and that was they would sing tones that were what we would call the pineal tones. The pineal is like the gateway, the core energy to the soul. And this is by the way, the bindi, which the Hindu mark that lines up with the pineal, if you wonder where that came from. And it's been recognized by many indigenous as that place in the brain, and it's intuitive. And even today, we believe the same thing. So now you've got Lemuria in Hawaii, and this is a end of the long count, as I was talking about before, 26,000-year cycle, where we are getting together to repeat the ancient tones that were given to a gentleman, an MD doctor named Todd Ovakaitis, over the last, actually, decade. And he has put them together, remembering them from when he was a Lemurian priest on Hawaii. And we have had Kryon certify that and say, this is what he's supposed to do. We've given the invitation, it's only 1 year old, to anybody who can, to attend rehearsals, to learn the tones, to study them online, to come to Hawaii at this time and sing them as we did on that island 26,000 years ago. And there's a reason. I'm going to give it to you in just a moment. This I hope this has given you chills, because we didn't know how many people were going to come. This is like Christmas in Hawaii. It's an expensive thing. You got to go to a rehearsal. That's expensive. And it's expensive only because you've got to go to where it is. You know, Todd can't be everywhere in the world, and he's putting them on. He put on all of them personally. And so he had to travel all over the world, in Europe, South America, and Australia, in order to give these rehearsals. Now, you want to know what's happened is that we've got 1,000 people. I mean, this is it's astonishing. the number of people who are coming together all to do this, and the purpose of it is the thing that you either believe this or you don't. And if you're on board with any of these things, the purpose of this is the pineal tones sung together in a certain way create energy that is quantum, that sends a signal out to the Pleiadians, who are also quantum, that we made it, that we are here, we are ready, and that we have come through these decision points, and we have made it to this long count at the end, and we're ready for the next step. Cryon says there is a next step, and that is a departure from the old energy. We have 18 years left in this precession of the equinoxes until this time is over, this transition. We've been in it for 18. We're going to go another 18 more. That's a 36-year transition. I'm giving you astronomy here, not some New Age thought and something was like channeled. This is astronomy, the precession of the equinoxes, and how this the Earth wobble creates this long count. So here we are with a very esoteric thing that we are about to do, Madeline, and you and I about to participate in this.
Yes, exactly.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's in our lifetime. If you can tell, I'm excited.
So am I. Very excited.
It's going to work great. It's going to work great.
Does Cryon indicate any particular type of shift that the Lemurian Choir will create?
You know, I don't think the Lemurian Choir is going to create a shift. It's a celebration of the shift that is here.
Yeah,
if there was
I got
no
you.
Choir,
okay.
There would be nothing. Nothing would be any different. The shift is the shift. What the choir is doing is taking those humans who want to feel these things and believe in these things in a coordinated effort to send this signal that is one that needs to be sent from the very place where we used to send it.
Right.
It becomes
exactly.
A celebration. It becomes a celebration. And also, as Todd has described, and as Cryon has channeled, when you start reversing the tones, you don't have a transmitter anymore, you have a receiver. We're going to do that.
Yes.
So you start receiving information back, and whatever that will be and how long it'll take to come in and whatever it is, it energizes us all. This becomes a tremendous way to celebrate the 21st. A once-in-26,000-year event where as you look toward the center of the galaxy, our sun lines up perfectly with it, and that
right.
Has been designated as this solstice. Now, Cryon has actually said that's not exactly so, but it's okay. It's close enough.
The galactic center is very large.
Exactly. And also, you pointed out just the other day, you already know that black holes distort light, so if you're looking at it, it's not really there. Not
right.
It's a magnifying glass. So anyway,
exactly. So now, is there any way that our listeners can hear the Lemurian Choir? And do you have any suggestions for how listeners could participate?
On purpose, they've chosen not to stream it live. That's just to keep it on Hawaii and the energy is there. But it's going to be recorded, it's going to be videoed, and I don't know what's going to happen after that, but definitely there'll be a way to participate in what happened and see it and hear it at a later time, yes.
Fabulous, fabulous. Now, do you have another message from Cryon about today that you want to convey?
Yeah, Cryon has, in fact, he just channeled it recently, and that was that this really is the beginning. It's not an ending of anything except the old energy. This is a beginning of a new paradigm, if you will see. But it's up to us. If we're going to live in old energy, that's what will be delivered to us. But if we can get out of the old energy and understand that change is not necessarily a bad thing and to relax and go with some of the things that are taking place and send the energy as though things are changing instead of staying the same. It's really about intent and attitude. It always has been.
But absolutely.
This is what I think that you teach as well. I mean, even in
absolutely.
Prosperity and everything else, you just got to get out of the old paradigms of all of the fear that we're going through. And this is the end of that.
Yes.
Where are we going to go from now? I'm so interested in finding out what the prophets are going to give us that's doom and gloom. Oh, it didn't happen. Oh, we're going to postpone it to next year. No more postponing doom. Sorry.
Well, I sure appreciate you coming today, and I so appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to do this. And listeners, join me again next Friday, December 28th, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And this is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Danis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.